under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour on this Tuesday, April 30th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck or Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us as usual in this time slot every Tuesday is Ian Murphy, the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouse there in downtown Gaylord. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Chuck or Randy.
We have got everybody texting and asking me this morning, have we heard anything from Judge Hunter? Have we heard anything from Judge Hunter? We got all kinds of people wanting an update on the legal case. What's going on?
I am astonished that he has not issued his written opinion yet. And I'll tell you, I'm not really sure, you know, which way to go on it, whether, you know, him taking a little bit longer is a good thing or a bad thing. Of course, I want to think that it's a good thing. But we presented him with some really compelling arguments that, I mean, it's really going to be tough for him to rule on some of these things because there is precedent that he has to follow. There is local precedent that was set in another case that was brought up about the Let Them Breathe, which is a mask mandate case born out of our local high school. When they put in Lisa Peacock, the local health director, put in. So anyways, one of the arguments that was made was, well, look, there's still a redress option for anybody that gets fined. You can go to the probate court. Well, my attorney, Dave Delaney, did just that, and he actually got laughed at in probate court, which is where Judge Hunter was saying, well, you know, the defendant still has the right to go to probate court, correct?
And sure.
David was like, well, we did that in another case, Your Honor, right here in Otsego County. And they said that it was not a proper venue. So I have an issue with that as well. So he's got some tough things to consider on his plate. There's no doubt.
Now, in the other part of this could be, and I've thought about it because I've been following you, your posts, your blog and podcast, things you've been talking about. The ramifications of this decision are so far-reaching. Explain that part of it.
Yeah, well, see, firstly, so let me explain that. What can happen is once he rules here in this county, it only covers our district, our four counties. But what can happen is we can take our same argument and apply it in other counties. That is really what the state, if you will, not so much the Health Department of Northwest Michigan, because they only care about the four counties. It's the state health department that does not want that local power removed because the state can come in and not only use their state statutes, but they can reach into the local statutes as they did during the pandemic because they cited two of these statutes against me and the Iron Pig, which ultimately led to MDAR taking my food license, Liquor Commission taking my liquor license, and them threatening me with jail at 10:30 at night. So that is what the state wants, is that local power and the state power. And Judge Hunter's already removed the state power, which hopefully will get completely struck down by the Supreme Court this year.
Yes. So it could have basically a ripple effect using this decision as legal precedent in other counties.
Yes, and I will tell you real quickly that it should not matter to Hunter, because honestly, the decision for him to rule 2253, the gathering of all people for any purpose, that state statute, yep, that had larger ramifications attached to it than this does. They're sort of the same, but this state statute that he took down has had bigger ramifications than this smaller one. So I don't think that he's necessarily afraid of that or that may be delaying, but the complexity of all these issues intertwined, and that's part of the point, is that they have so many avenues to go after private citizens and small business owners simply by declaring their a public health emergency.
Absolutely. More with Ian Murphy. Short break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey, Patriots. Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Potomac.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey everybody, it's Sherry LaFave in Onaway. Come join the Presque Isle County Republicans at this year's Reagan Day Fundraiser Dinner, Saturday, May the 11th at the Posen Community Center. Come enjoy a great dinner and hear from Patriot rock star Mark Barnard, founding member of the original Grand Funk Railroad Band. For tickets, call Darren Darga at 231-489-9254. Call today, 231-489-9254. See you there.
Presque Isle Electric and Gas Co-op has powered Northeast Michigan for more than 85 years. Now we're connecting it to the rest of the world through our new fiber network. Get ready for the PIE&G Connect broadband difference. The fastest speeds in Northeast Michigan, unlimited access, and exceptional reliability. Packages start at $54.95 per month with autopay. There's internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
I never meant to be so bad to you. One thing I said that I would never do. A look from you and I would fall from grace. And that would wipe the smile right from my face.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two. Staying on through the break is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse there in downtown Gaylord. Ian, I got a text message saying that this could be challenged, perhaps appealed, and that's why the reason that Judge Hunter is taking so long is he wants his opinion to be rock solid, based in legal precedent, based in the law, based in the Constitution. And that would basically prevent his decision or his opinion to be challenged in an appellate court. Is that a possibility?
Absolutely. And he knows that this case will be appealed either by us or by the Health Department of Northwest Michigan. I think when they when we win, when he rules in our favor, at least on a couple of these statutes, I believe he will. A couple of them he may leave because of that redress issue I mentioned before where he can go to probate court, even though locally it doesn't seem to work that way. Really, the issue is these other statutes, and there is one that's called an enabling statute that we didn't talk about in our briefing, but the judge brought it up. And that enabling statute is what allows the state health department to come in and reach into the bag of tricks that the local health department has. And that is a binding issue that is really difficult, I think, for him to kind of separate. When you have the state health department using local statutes, as they did during the pandemic, that really convolutes the power, right? Because that's what we're trying to separate here is the local power from the local health director, who, again, is unelected and is on a contract basis, versus the state health director. We got the state health director's power knocked down. Now we want that local health director and even the health officer. The health officer can make some of these determinations. They can come in to your studio and to my restaurant if they have a grudge and say, this place is harboring an infection. Or even worse, the building. Buildings can harbor infections now, apparently. I'm not sure how this is scientifically possible, but that statute has actually been used against us here at the Iron Pig.
Unbelievable. So like your HVAC systems and ventilation equipment, all that kind of stuff is what they're claiming.
That is what they're saying. So that, again, is part of what they used during the pandemic to shut businesses down. Mainly construction sites is where this one was used, where they would come in and say, well, sorry, you have more than the specified amount of contractors per square footage on this. So therefore, this building is harboring an infection without any actual evidence of there being an infection. And that was one of our arguments here. The Iron Pig, for all these years, never once had a single case of COVID or even a single case of contact tracing from the Health Department of Northwest Michigan.
Unbelievable. One other thing, and this goes to the bigger picture, and we talked about this months ago, but I want to bring it back up. This could impact other bureaucratic agencies within the state of Michigan. Explain that process.
Boy, I sure hope so. And that really is the ultimate goal in my eye, is that these executive branch agencies, via the Administrative Procedures Act, they have this extrajudicial branch within the executive branch that is their own set of laws that allow them to do all sorts of crazy things. The DNR, Environmental and Great Lakes, whatever Eagle is now.
Right.
All of these executive agencies, MDCR, the Civil Rights Department, these guys have enormous power. And the real problem is the judges in this administrative judicial system, they're all appointed. They're not elected. They're not accountable to the people that they're trying to enforce these rules on. They're appointed mainly by the governor.
Well, in that process, again, appointed by the governor, but the point of the matter is, it's like their agenda now has been basically injected to every single aspect of our state government. These bureaucratic agencies, the reluctance, and I don't understand why, of the state reps and the state senators to challenge those bureaucratic agencies. You have the ability as a state rep and as a state senator to approve a budget. And if you don't like something a bureaucratic agency is doing, you can simply cut their funding or reduce it significantly so that they say, whoa, wait a minute. We can't do what we're doing on this lower budget. You're basically shutting us down. And again, I use that movie, A Few Good Men. You damn right we are. We're shutting you down because we don't agree with you. Where are our legislative elected officials in standing up and fighting for us to protect our rights?
Exactly. And if you look at most of the things that ail us, if you will, right now in this state and federally, are these bloated bureaucratic departments, right? The Department of Education federally. That thing is ridiculous. Get rid of that. The EPA. Yep. These are all agencies recently that the Supreme Court has said, sorry, you actually don't have the lawmaking ability to write those rules and enforce them. That is exactly the type of tyranny that our founding fathers created the separation of powers, which makes our Constitution very, very unique when they were drafting these documents.
Yeah, because basically you have check and balances, legislature passed laws, the executive branch and the carrying out of those laws, and then the judicial for reviewing the laws to make sure they're constitutional, and everybody's supposed to be, you know, following the Constitution, basically doing what's right.
And that is exactly what happened during the pandemic, was the executive branch started writing and enforcing the laws. And that fundamentally goes against the separation of powers and, in Michigan's Constitution, the vesting clauses. That's part of our argument that we brought in. And again, that could be another consideration for Judge Hunter and why he hasn't released his ruling yet, is because the vesting clauses are so simple. It does not allow any of these three separate but equal branches to divest any of their power to another branch. And that is exactly what happened during the pandemic.
Yeah, and you have that, of course, and argued it in front of him. And that's perhaps the main, I think, delay, is he's like, wait a minute, I'm dealing with this opinion that's going to be appealed, like you said, by your side or their side. But most importantly, this could impact the entire function of Michigan state government.
Yes, and there was a recent Supreme Court case, March 19th, that we didn't get to brief it because it was, in fact, it doesn't even when we were in court, didn't have a case number from the ruling. But this is another ruling against the FBI, another executive branch agency. They were trying to put a gentleman on the no-fly list, and they said, well, we took him off the no-fly list, so we shouldn't even be here in court. And what the Supreme Court said was, no, no, no. You can still put him back on that no-fly list at any time. Just because you rescinded that order, you still have the power to put it back in place. And that's what we're saying at the state level and the local level. They still have this power to do this to us again at the local level, and they did it. And we want to take that power away and force them to write new legislation that has a little bit better guardrails.
Well, the biggest problem I think they're going to have is we're heading into a huge election. There appears to be momentum gaining where the House is going to flip back to Republican control. That goes against the last 2 years of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's governorship, where now she's going to have to negotiate kind of on a bipartisan manner any and everything she's going to try to do, most importantly, the budget. And if that is a problem for her, she is going to basically be a lame duck governor if we get a strong Republican majority and especially a strong Republican Speaker of the House.
Yeah, you know, this is definitely going to be a very interesting political season. But I will tell you one thing that we all need to keep our eyes on are the Michigan Supreme Court. There is two spots that are up. One, a Republican position, Viviano, who has made some great decisions going back to NRE certified questions. And yep. Kyrie Bolden Harris, I believe she's also up again. She was an appointee in 2022. She is going for, I believe, McCormick's, the balance of her tenure on the court. And she is a liberal. Right now, the liberals do have the Michigan Supreme Court, and there are going to be many cases that they are going to be reviewing in the next year to 2 years that we really need to have a conservative majority back on that court again.
Now, they have the candidates running. I haven't gotten into that race yet because it's going to be a little bit of a time for the actual election and also the processing. But have you looked at these candidates running, and do you have any particular one that you're leaning towards supporting?
Yeah, there is. So there are three candidates that are running for two positions right now that I know of.
Sure.
And one of them is there is only one that has any prior jurist experience, as in has been a judge before. Kyrie Bolden Harris, once she was on the Supreme Court, she's now had, what, a year and a half of experience. But she wasn't a judge before that. And you don't have to be a judge, but it certainly helps. And a court of appeals judge, I'm spacing out on his name right now, he is the only conservative that is running for one of those two positions right now. I think we need to back him all the way. So he is one of them, and there should be another conservative jumping in the race here. I think they have till, oh gosh, August to file, August 26th or something crazy like that to
right,
file.
Right, that's after the August 6th primary.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I know Fink, Boonstra.
Boonstra, and, that's it, yeah. Boonstra. Yep.
Yeah. Now, one of the things interesting about him, being a former judge, like you said, he's been on the bench. He understands the constitutional concept of rule of law, and that's who I was kind of leaning toward, but I wanted to get your independent take on it and see what your thoughts were. Also, I want to talk about today. I had more people asking me about July 6th. What's going on at the Iron Pig on July 6th?
We're keeping this one close under our vest. So we have July 6th. We're getting everything ready for our festival for that day. We're not going to announce. We're working on some really interesting artists. Some we've had before, some are from this area. I don't want to give too much away, but
yes,
July 6th is happening 100%. We will be doing another festival this year. All the fun stuff that we've done in the past, we're going to do it again. It will be free this year. So we won't be purchasing tickets, but we will be looking for sponsors to help support this amazing festival and cause that we're, you know, going on our fourth year doing this festival now. So
yeah,
July 6th, it definitely is happening 100%.
Well, you can put us down 97.7 FM WCHY. We definitely want to be a sponsor. And Vicky and I plan on coming over and having some ribs with you that day and listening to the music and shaking hands with all the folks. One other thing I did want to mention, too. Back to normal business hours and breakfast on the weekend. I had somebody text me that they went to your breakfast. I think it was Saturday morning, and they said, "Man, it was fantastic. We told Ian, you know, that you sent us, and everybody had a great time. They had a big family group that came, and they said the service was great. The food was great."
I'll tell you, we've got the best crew around right now. Our breakfast, they're amazing. Dee Dee does a fantastic job. She's here every weekend doing breakfast from scratch. It's not terribly expensive by any means. Two people can get in and out of here for breakfast for $20. I mean, we're trying to keep breakfast really, really affordable. We're trying to keep everything really, really affordable because we know that people's pocketbooks are hurting right now, and we want to be able to keep good barbecue in your mouth. So we're trying to everything that we can do to keep everything affordable because we know nothing gets cheaper.
Yeah, amen. And the boutique gas refineries are kicking into high gear effective on Monday, and boutique blends are coming, and the prices are going to go even higher than what they are right now at the gas pump.
Oh boy, how fun.
Yeah, yeah, heading right into our main summer tourism yep. season. You know, it's like it's almost like they're doing it to us on purpose. I don't understand it, but it's an election year, so let your vote count come November 5th, right?
That's exactly right. Get out there and vote.
Yeah, man. All right, brother, we appreciate you coming on for the update, and we'll pray for Judge Hunter to do the right opinion, and we'll see possibly if he comes out with that this week.
You got it. You know, as soon as I know, I will let you know.
All right, man. Very good. We appreciate you, brother.
Thank you, sir.
One of the things that we're looking at here is events. We're looking at all kinds of things that you need to be a part of. So, again, mark your calendar. July 6th, we're going to be at the Iron Pig. Love to see you guys there. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number two. We'll be right back. Thank you.